What is your lip count? How many people have you kissed in your lifetime? Who wants to go first?
I don't know. I'll go ahead. I don't care.
Kissed in your lifetime, yes?
As someone who grew up Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints,
uh-huh.
No sexy time before marriage, mm-hmm. That's all you did.
Was kiss.
So, I mean, and you also didn't have long-term relationships because you weren't trying to have sexy time.
Right.
So it made us made most into a serial kissers.
I was just going to say a serial kisser.
50?
Okay.
Are you allowed in the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? Did I say it?
You forgot the church part, but...
What part? Where's
the church?
The church
of Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on.
Of Latter-day Saints.
Did they approve of kissing? Did they let you do that?
Yes, yeah.
There was nothing against it?
Yeah, no laying down while kissing.
But you could kiss?
Yeah.
How about Copperfield?
No.
That sucks.
I don't think any... Yeah, ask your pastor Jonathan, like, hey, are we allowed to... If I was a teenager, can I cop a feel?
Yeah, there's...
They'd be like, we encourage you not to.
There's church world, and then there's the real world.
Yeah, but I'm saying no priest is going to be like, yeah, cop a feel.
That's why you don't say. That's why you don't tell.
You don't ask.
Yeah, you don't ask at all.
I don't know if they're against that. I've never heard them say you're not allowed to have sexy time before marriage. He never discusses that.
Okay.
Do you have a lot of single people there, like young people?
I don't think there's a lot of single people there.
Maybe that's why.
I mean, I don't think that's something that gets preached at church, because I think it's just a... understanding.
Yeah.
It's like a
moral
code.
I don't think they have to explain that Jesus is the Son of God, because you just understand it.
Yeah, right. I don't know about that, Matt. I think at our church, it's more like they want you to come, so that's why they're relaxed on the dress code. Because you know, overall, do you know this, Katie?
What?
Overall, religion is going down.
Like, yeah.
So the world, this type of, they're trying to bring it back where just get a good vibe. Get back here, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's, which I'm all for. I am all for, you know, getting people back into something. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm all for that, for sure.
Yeah.
How many people over your lifetime, Jason, have you kissed?
Oh, my God. I don't even know how many people I slept with, and you're asking about kissing? I have no idea.
I mean, you can't even give a ballpark?
Let me ask you this. It might be easier for you. Did you kiss everyone you slept with? Because I'm guessing the answer is no.
Yes.
Okay.
I think because you have to manipulate them to thinking it's more than just sexy.
It's always just like a little extra with you.
Manipulate.
You know, it's just a little extra. It's like... You got to manipulate it. Like, you didn't, that we did, you didn't have to say that part.
It's not just manipulate, but a lot of the hookups were probably like, it first started out as kissing.
Do you mean you have to do a little bit of work for it? Is that what you mean by manipulate?
Maybe it manipulates a bad word.
Yeah, I don't think.
But don't you think most hookups happen with some kind of kissing?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Okay,
I do.
So I have
Unless you are a hooker in Pretty Woman, then yes, I do.
I don't know. And look, I'm not proud of it. I look back, I'm like,
yes,
holy, no, I'm not. It's like, I cannot believe I didn't get some kind of major STD.
Well, you probably did. You just...
The antibiotics.
Your dad was a pharmacist.
Yeah. The antibiotics.
Put the penicillin in my wiener.
Unless you consider scabies one, but I don't think I got it from that.
I don't know.
Matt, did you get it from a girl's scabies?
No, I didn't.
Answer the question, Jason.
Yeah, how many? Ballpark.
200?
At least.
Okay. Matt?
40?
Okay.
My guess?
Yeah. I think I am like around maybe 75.
Oh, okay. My God.
I did lot of kissing. Kissing is not slutty. I am pro kissing.
Uh-huh.
I love making out.
Oh, so is all the kisses you're talking about making out?
Or kissing.
Or a kiss.
I mean,
or
like
a kiss.
Romantic kiss. It's not like a...
Well, what's a romantic kiss?
There have been
you
people,
know when it happens.
You do. There have been people I've shared a romantic kiss with. There have been people I have shared the most passionate, hot and heavy makeout. And I think all kissing is great.
Do you still make out with Ben?
Yes, we
like
do.
Like a French kiss?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it normally almost always
leads
to...
Thank you for the definition.
To,
no one knew what make out meant.
Wow. It almost always leads to other things. But yes, we do. We do still make out.
Is
and
it when
I
you're mostly
it.
Drunk?
No.
Okay.
Do you brush your teeth first?
Mm-mm. Not always. I mean, sometimes I'm in the middle of it. I'm like, shoulda.
You know? Right. Shoulda. I get so paranoid.
The national average, and you can call us, by the way, 800-682-1075. We want to know how many, what your lip count is, how many people you've made out with. The national average is between five, the most is between 5 and 10 people. And then right below that is between 2 and 3.
Maybe below that.
And I'm like,
that's ridiculous.
I kiss 2 to 3 people a week.
Right, in college.
How is that even possible?
You mean in college?
Yeah.
Or just in general. Yeah, I mean, it's like, well, not in general. Yeah, in college, yeah.
High school and college, yes.
Well,
and then post-college. It doesn't
you,
at all.
Did you ever make out with any girls?
One time I made out with my friend Juliana.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because we were trying to get the guys that we were with to make out with us because they would not make a move.
Yeah.
They wouldn't. And we were like, what are you guys so afraid of? And so then like, we didn't, but we didn't, it wasn't like the movies, you know,
no,
where
it was kind of like silly.
It was silly. It
but was
quick.
Actually a French kiss.
I think it was just a
maybe a
kiss.
quick swab of the tongue.
Like, maybe. It might have, you know, but it
and
wasn't.
That, and that is her, to me, mm-hmm. that is your most attractive friend that I've met.
I'm not kissing
really?
Any uglies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to kiss an ugly.
Yeah. I don't know why you're so shallow. You only made out your hot friend.
Wow.
She happens to be my best friend. So.
She's the most attractive.
Very comfortable.
You have attractive friends, but I mean, but yeah, I haven't seen them in years.
You know what's interesting?
Were...
Katie goes out and makes out with an attractive girl, right? And she's, it's so funny. You know, you make out with one guy, make out, you're gay for life.
Well, yeah.
A guy. Yeah. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's different for some reason. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jose. Jose, what is your lip count?
It's 33, and Jason's right. Katie, that's kind of slutty, 75.
Yeah.
Woman it is. But if a man does it, it's not slutty or nothing.
Yeah,
so.
No, of course.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't think making out is slutty at all. I think it's fun.
As long as you're not cheating on somebody.
Oh, well,
you
yes.
You want to try it, Katie?
No, not with you, Jose, but thank you.
No, just for the show, like, yeah. like a Torture Tuesday type of thing.
I'm married now, Jose. No, I don't make out
Tuesday.
With people.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a good point.
But that are not my husband. Kissing 5 to 10 people was the most popular answer. 20% claimed that that was their number between 5 and 10. They like didn't
they
give
a
16-year-olds
this? Is that where they got the
number?
I know.
For real, that seems low.
6,000 people.
Wow.
They polled for this.
What's the age range? Does it say the age range? Because I do agree that I think younger people are kissing fewer people because they're not going out.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't want to interact with mm-hmm.
That's
strangers.
A good point. Or it's a bunch of people they surveyed that all had mouth herpes.
Oh, God.
They asked this question at Comic-Con.
Yeah, right. Yes. I've had two paramours in my life.
Star Wars. Princess Leia last week.
And there's my aunt count. Mm.
If we asked 5,000 people as Star Trek fans, if...
How many of you kissed? One. My mom.
Mother. Yeah.
It doesn't say their age.
That is okay. Weird. Mm-hmm.